PCS union to hold strike ballot on pay and jobs. Dave Simple, PCS branch secretary, Wigan. Personal capacity, PCS is to ballot its civil service members for strike action over pay, pensions, jobs, and redundancy terms. The ballot period is the 26th of September to the 7th of November. The union's demands are for a 10% pay increase with a living wage of at least £15 an hour, an immediate 2% cut in pension contributions, no worsening of redundancy terms, and no job cuts. The ballot takes place against a background of a wage cut in real terms of at least 20%, as a result of over 10 years of government pay restrictions, and a recently announced massive attack on jobs, with Tory plans to axe over 90,000 posts. Socialist Party members in PCS support the strike action ballot, though believe it should have taken place earlier. With RPI inflation running currently at 11.7%, the government pay limit of 2.3% is an insult. The 10% pay claim is modest, and represents the least we can accept. We also support the inclusion of jobs and other issues in the ballot. We have consistently argued for such a position, together with other members of the Socialist Rank and File Broad Left Network Group. When previous statutory ballots failed to secure the Tory anti-strike law 50% turnout threshold, we said the inclusion of other major issues would boost the prospects of winning a strike ballot. At the union's recent annual conference, the Left Unity leadership of PCS rejected our call for the inclusion of jobs in the ballot. They now concede, behind closed doors, what they refuse to accept in open debate. The decision to provide within the ballot an element of disaggregation is welcome. This means that should the overall ballot fail to secure a turnout threshold of 50%, those groups within government departments that get the 50% will not be prevented from taking action. Socialist Party members have consistently made the case for disaggregated ballots to be an option. The Left Unity leadership previously scoffed at the idea, they went with an all-or-nothing approach, and ended up with nothing. Tories weak, the Tories are weak and divided, and, no matter the outcome of their leadership election, this will not change. The only thing that unites them is their determination to make workers pay for the crisis of their system. Other public sector workers are already taking action, such as the RMT, with still more preparing to do so. Securing a statutory strike ballot will put PCS in a strong position to win on pay and jobs. Socialist Party members will work tirelessly for a yes vote. We will also be demanding of the union leadership a serious plan of action that shows a willingness to do what is necessary to halt the attacks on our members, and which wherever possible coordinates action with other workers. PCS members have already suffered enough, it's time to fight back. Find out more and join the BLN at pcsbln.wordpress.com.